Mom? Dad? Buzz? Jeff? Heather? They're all gone? I made my family disappear. I'm home alone. I'm gonna eat a whole gallon of ice cream all by myself. Then I'm gonna order a pizza and eat all the cheese off the top. Then I'm gonna drink a 2-liter bottle of Coke and belch really loud. And I'm gonna stay up watching TV all night. And then, wait a minute, it's almost Christmas. Christmas is a season to worship God. I better read the Bible first. Then I could do all that other stuff. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Philippians 2:11. Confessing Jesus as Lord is a form of worship. I know that because I learned it at kids' church, like every kid should. Okay, I guess I'll go to the store and buy some junk food to get through until everyone gets back.
Are you sure this is the place?
Yeah, I'm sure. I followed the kid home from the grocery store.
And you're sure he's home alone?
I'm sure.
Merry Christmas, little fella. We got a surprise for you.
Yeah, Christmas is the season to open presents.
Christmas is the season to worship God.
What did he say?
What did you say?
Open the Bible and find out for yourselves. It's highlighted for you.
What's he talking about?
Hey, there's a Bible. Let's find out.
Let me see that. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Philippians 2:11.
I don't get it.
We're being scammed by a kindergartner.
Well, what do you mean?
He's home all alone. We're here to rob the place, and he wants us to think that God's on his side.
What if God is on his side?
Don't tell me you believe in God.
Well, yeah, don't you?
No, I don't.
How can you say that? Do you want to go to hell?
Right now, all I want is to tie this kid up so we can rob the place without worrying that he's called the police. Now, come on. All right, kid, where are you hiding?
If you want me, come and get me.
What was that?
I think we just got schooled by a kindergartner. Maybe now you'll reconsider.
Reconsider what?
Believing in God. It's obvious God's on his side.
Be quiet and let's get out of here.
All I've been doing is complaining about how I wish I didn't have a family. Maybe I should start confessing Jesus as Lord of my family. Then I'd be worshiping God instead of myself all the time. I'm not the only person on the planet, but I am the only person home. Dear God, I don't want anything for Christmas this year. Well, I do want something. I want my family back. And I promise I'll treat them better this time around. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Wow, God, that was fast.
I actually thought the house would be burned to the ground. You're all right for a little kid.
Yeah, what did you do the last couple of days?
I acted very responsible. I read my Bible before I junked up on food from the grocery store.
You went to the grocery store? By yourself?
Yeah, and I told a couple strangers about Jesus.
You weren't afraid?
Why should I be afraid? It's Christmas. Christmas is the season to worship God. I found this really neat verse. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Philippians 2:11.
Well, I was worried about you.
Where's Jeff and Heather?
Oh no.
We left them in Disneyland.
We gotta go back.
Come on.
You guys went to Disneyland? Without me?
Buddy, what are you doing?
I'm reading the Bible?
I can see that. Where did you get that Bible? That's my Bible.
Mom said I could read it. She said that Christmas is about Jesus coming to earth as a baby.
That's right.
Oh, listen to this. May God make you complete in every good work, working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:21. Is that true?
If it's in the Bible, it's usually true. That's why they call it the truth.
You want to be complete, don't you?
I guess so.
Giving allowance is a good work, right?
Yeah, I guess giving allowance would be a good thing.
And $100 allowance would be really pleasing, don't you think?
That would be a very good allowance.
Give it to me.
What?
$100 allowance. Give it to me. Besides, Christmas is the season to help those in need, and I need $100.
Not gonna happen. Honey, is my coffee ready? I have to go to work. See you, buddy.
But the Bible says, may God make you complete in every good work, working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:21. Boo.
Ugh, don't do that, buddy.
Why not? It's fun.
Well, it may be fun to you, but it's not fun to me.
So, I did a bad thing? I don't want to do bad things. I only want to do good things. Don't you?
Well, yeah, of course I want to do good things. Who doesn't?
My dad. I tried to get him to give me $100 for allowance, but he wouldn't.
You're weird.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. It's in the Bible.
What's in the Bible?
Lots of things. I've been reading it. It talks about creation and Abraham and Moses. Oh, and it tells the story of the first Christmas when Jesus was born.
I know. I've read it.
You have? Did you know it says, may God make you complete in every good work, working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ? Hebrews 13:21?
If you say so.
Look! It's right here!
You're right.
You know what I think would be a really good work for you to do that would be well-pleasing in my sight?
No.
I think you should make some spaghetti with maple syrup. That would be really good.
Well, that's not going to happen.
But Christmas is the season to help those in need, and I need some spaghetti. Where are you going, Jovi?
Away from here. You're grossing me out. Spaghetti and maple syrup? Ew! It may be well-pleasing in your sight, but it's not in my sight. And I seriously doubt it's pleasing in God's sight either.
Are you saying God doesn't like spaghetti with maple syrup?
Well, you don't look happy. What's the matter? Did you get grounded?
What's grounded?
Put on restriction? Told to stay in your room for the rest of your life? That's grounded.
No, it's not that.
You can tell me what's wrong. I'm your brother. That's what brothers are for. Talking things out so we can help each other. Christmas is the season to help those in need.
Nobody's helping me. I need $100. And some spaghetti with maple syrup.
Sorry, can't help you. I don't have any money and I don't know how to make spaghetti.
You're just like Dad and Jovi.
Hey, look, I want to help. Why don't you tell me what's going on?
I found this verse in the Bible. May God make you complete in every good work, working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:21.
Okay, so what did you do?
I told Dad it would be good if he gave me $100 allowance, and I told Jovi it would be good if she made me some spaghetti with maple syrup. And you know what I got?
Nothing.
How did you know?
Good guess. Listen, buddy. You can't take that verse and go around trying to make people do good things for you.
Why not?
Because it wasn't meant for that. When you read the Bible, you're supposed to read it as though it's written to you. I'll show you what I mean. May God make Buddy complete in every good work, working in Buddy what is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:21.
So, it would be good if I gave Dad $100 for allowance?
I guess so, but...
And I could make Jovi some spaghetti with maple syrup! Oh, but she doesn't like spaghetti with maple syrup. It grosses her out.
Who knew?
I guess I'll just keep reading the Bible.
Now see, reading the Bible is a good work that is well-pleasing to God, along with helping people in need.
Thanks, Michael. You're a big help.
That's what brothers are for. Hey, where are you going?
I already read the Bible today. I'm going to go help someone in need.
I'm telling you, Max, there's no place like home. Those blasted Whos can celebrate all they want, but I want no part of it. Peace and quiet, that's what I say. Oh, be quiet. Maybe those Whos have settled down. I think I'll check.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Yee-hee!
Who is that singing? Max, bring me my cloak. Better yet, go find out who's making that noise and bring him to me.
I'll simply explain to whoever that their singing is disrupting my peace and quiet, and
please do it elsewhere. Nah, I'll just scare the heebie-jeebies out of them. That'll teach them.
Excuse me, is this your dog that drug me here?
How dare you enter the Grinch's lair? What do you think you're doing?
What am I doing? I'm skipping to the loo. Wait, no, that's not right. Going to the store? No, that wasn't it.
I believe you were singing.
Oh, yeah! I'm singing praises to God. Praise keeps our faith strong so that we can walk in victory.
Really? You are very disruptive, I'll have you know.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disrupt. I was just doing what Psalm 34:1 says.
Psalm 34:1? What is that? Some kind of a fortune cookie?
It's a Bible verse. Psalm 34:1. It says, he who has a wife has a... Wait, no, I plumb forgot.
Bible verse, huh? Thanks to the Gideons, I have one of those. I'll go look it up myself.
Oh, yeah! I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34:1.
That's it. I remembered right after you left. Praising God keeps your faith strong.
So that's why you do it?
Yep, exactly.
I hate to be the one to inform you, but this is a no-singing zone. So I'm going to have to ask you to go back where you came from and stay there. Could you take a step back, please? A little to the left. Thank you.
This is fun.